All right, so my topic today is peace, and translated in the Greek, that means quietness and rest. So rest for the saints. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22, and Psalm 34:14, and also in 1 Peter 3:11, it says to turn from evil, do good, seek peace, and pursue it. So we're to seek quietness, seek rest, and pursue it. I'm really big on confessing the word, because what we think on is what we'll say. What we think on is kind of brings about what's in our life and what we say, because out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So I think it's really important to confess the word. If I can get a volunteer to pass these out. Because we could think or say, well, woe is me. I'm never going to be happy. I'm always sick. But we need to be confessing the word over ourselves, that he makes us victorious. We're the righteousness of God in Jesus. So would you agree that renewing your mind with the word and confessing the word brings about peace?
Yes. Amen.
Also, Ephesians. The prayers in Ephesians are really good. I pray, Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will grant me a spirit of wisdom and revelation of insight into mysteries and secrets and the deep and intimate knowledge of you. So Ephesians 1, 17 through 23, and Ephesians 3, 14 through 21 are great to confess as well. I forgot to pray.
Amen.
Father, I just thank you for this opportunity to share your word, to share your good news of peace. Thank you that you give us peace. Thank you that you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind.
Amen.
And I thank you for just ministering to your servants, your children here today, and touch them. And I give you glory and I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Do you guys want to stand and confess together?
All right.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. I am a child of God. I am redeemed from the hand of the enemy, forgiven, saved by grace through faith, justified, sanctified, a new creature, partaker of his divine nature, redeemed from the curse of the law, delivered from the powers of darkness, led by the Spirit of God, a son of God, kept in safety wherever I go, getting all my needs met by Jesus, casting all my cares on Jesus, strong in the Lord and the power of his might, doing all things through Christ who strengthens me, an heir of God and joint heir with Jesus, heir to the blessing of Abraham, observing and doing the Lord's commandments, blessed coming in and going out, an inheritor of eternal life, blessed with all spiritual blessings, healed by his stripes, exercising my authority over the enemy, above only and not beneath, more than a conqueror, establishing God's word here on earth, an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, daily overcoming the devil. I am not moved by what I see, walking by faith and not by sight, casting down vain imaginations, bringing every thought into captivity, being transformed by a renewed mind, a laborer together with God, the righteousness of God in Christ, an imitator of Jesus, and the light of the world. if anytime I'm talking and you just kind of feel the Holy Spirit or peace or fire, just stand up. I'll say, I bless you in the name of Jesus. You can sit back down. Turn to John 14:1, please. We were singing that we're not going to be anxious. We're not going to worry. We're going to have peace. We're going to have rest. John 14:1 says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
Yes,
troubled in the Greek is agitated. And then if you look in verse 27, it says, yes, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Afraid is to be timid or lack of courage. So he gives us peace. We serve the God of peace, Jehovah Shalom. And he wants us to walk in peace. We can have peace in the midst of trouble. We don't have to worry. We don't have to be anxious. And this peace comes from God. It's not from the world. We don't have to seek it by meditation or whatever. This is the peace that God gives us, and so he expects us to walk in it. Now Ephesians 6:11-15. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I looked up wiles in the Strong Concordance, and it's actually only twice in the Bible, once in the New Testament, once in the Old Testament, and here it is in the New Testament. Wiles means trickery or lie in wait. And if you go down to verse 15, it says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, or the good message of peace. And shod means to bind, or literally put on like shoes. So he wants us to put on peace. I have something I want to share. I was going to wait till the end. But I was listening to Jen Johnson, Bill Johnson's daughter-in-law. And she was talking about, she was on the way to service. She's a worship leader. And she was, I guess, frustrated. She said, mommy hat off, worship hat on. And Bill turned to her and said, the problem is you should have never taken the hat of worship off. And I just think that that's true. We should keep the hat of worship on. We should keep the armor on, put on peace, and walk in peace. And again, peace means quietness and rest. And if you'll turn to James 1:22. Be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So let's not just hear that we're putting on peace or we're putting on the armor. Let's do it. And then Romans 8:5-6. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So it's life and quietness, it's life and rest.
That's good.
Carnal means flesh, as stripped of the skin, the body, the symbol of what is external, the human nature. Minded is mental inclination or purpose. So we want to be spirit governed, love governed, not flesh governed. And Romans 14:17. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. In the message it says, God's kingdom isn't a matter of what you put in your stomach, for goodness sake. It is what God does with your life as he sets it right, puts it together, and completes it with joy. Your task is to single-mindedly serve Christ. Do that, and you'll kill two birds with one stone. Pleasing the God above you and proving your worth to the people around you. So kingdom is royalty, rule, and realm.
That's good.
And 2 Corinthians 5:21. He has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I want to go back to the one that says righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy is cheerfulness, gladness, calm delight. So the kingdom sounds pretty fun. We're heirs of God according to Romans 8:17, I think it is. And we confessed that just a second ago. And then if you'll turn to Romans 14:19. We'll back up to Romans 15:17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. But we're supposed to seek peace and pursue it. And peace is quietness and rest. To follow means to pursue persistently, press toward, follow after. And 1 Corinthians 14:33. 1 Corinthians 14:33. And all of these are the same translated peace, quietness and rest. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. So when we hear something and think, is this God, we can just look at, is this bringing peace or confusion?
Right.
Because he's not the God, he's not the author of instability or disorder or commotion, and he doesn't tempt anyone, according to James 1:13. And who do you guys think the tempter is if you look at 1 Peter 5:7? Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Can we go back to James 1:13? Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. So he's not the tempter. He doesn't bring confusion. What is one way we can have peace? Pursue it and think on the things according to Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So one way we can have peace is to think on those things that he tells us to think on. And God is not going to control your mind. You have to do it.
That's right.
We want to be spirit-minded, not flesh-minded or carnal-minded. And we want to mind the things of the Spirit. And we want to pursue peace or quietness and rest. And that is really all I have. But I wanted to pray, if that's okay. If anyone maybe hasn't been saved, in the Greek, sozo is saved, healed, delivered. Or you haven't been filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Or if you've already been saved and you've already been filled, but you just want to have more peace and make a commitment to pursue after peace and rest.